Well, all right, all right. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Yay! Yes, I am very excited to be with you guys today. Yes, I am. I'm super excited right now to be joining you guys today on this beautiful Wednesday, September the 5th. And yes, this is going to be an amazing time celebrating everything that is good, because you know why? God is good. And I just want to just thank him for today. Father, we thank you for this awesome day. We thank you for fellowship. We thank you that you are the only true and living God. We thank you that you are faithful. You are our protector, our shield, and our buckler. Lord God, we put our trust in you, that you will have your perfect will in our lives today. Father, we submit to you every thought, idea, every talent, all things of ourselves. We surrender and submit them to you, that you may have your way in our lives, Lord God, that you may get all the glory. In Yeshua's name, we bless you, we exalt you, we magnify you. You alone are worthy, and we just thank you so much for giving us life this day and giving us all the portions that you have allotted today, your wisdom, your knowledge, your attributes, your character traits. Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can become more like you because you created us in your image. And we just say, have your way as you continue to mold us into perfection. Father, we love you. We thank you in Yeshua's name. All right, let's get started with today. We're going to talk about the weather right now. So with the weather today in Las Vegas, you are 81 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 96 degrees. You're going to be sunny and blazing hot all day long. Florida, let's see. I think we're going to be, this is Orlando, Florida, mostly cloudy, 85 degrees. You have mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 88 degrees. And let's see, Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Charlotte, where my son was born, sunny, 84 degrees. Your high is going to be 88 degrees with some clouds coming. We have Atlantic City, 81 degrees right now. You're sunny. You're going to be 84 degrees today. Your high. Let's go to Fayetteville, North Carolina, 87 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 91, and you're partly cloudy today, all day. Columbia, South Carolina, I'll see you at the end of the month. Mostly sunny, 87 degrees. Your high is 91. All right, Atlanta, Georgia, you are 79 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 87. And London, I'm not going to leave you out. You know I love you. I'll be there soon. Mostly cloudy, 69 degrees, and that is your high right now. You're going down to the low high 50s. And let's see, Detroit, Michigan, you are where I am from, sunny, 86 degrees, 89, 90 is going to be your high, mostly cloudy this evening. And right now where I am, 88 degrees right now in DC, we're going to be high at 92. I'm going to tell you though, the humidity is 88 darn degrees, you guys. Ah, it's a steam bath in here. I tell you, out here rather. It is so hot in DC and muggy. But guess what? Even if I didn't name your city or your country, know that you are loved. You know why? Because God loves you. Because he loves you, I love you too. And not to mention, today is a good day, regardless of what rain, sleet, or snow, or whatever it may be. You are having a good day because this is another opportunity to give God all the glory with your life. And I know he's going to bless you because he woke you up this morning. There's a lesson learned. There's something to be done. It's something to be said. It's something to be heard. All blessings from the Lord. So just know this, that I love you and he loves you too. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I want to go into ministerial minute for 1 second because we got a really good show today. We have Cruising Foodie from legendary radio personality. I got to add that. Okay. Because he's a legend in Detroit. He's been on radio for a long time, and we haven't really got a chance to interview him, but that means we got to have him back on again in the near future. But today, he's going to be talking about all of the events, the extravaganza, the celebration of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. He was there through every event, so he's got the who's who, what's what were they wearing? Did they get to eat during 8 hours of the service? Oh, we got all of the stuff. I got a question or two to ask him what's been trending and things like that. So we got a fun show today. Still celebrating her life. Glad she's buried now and at rest. That's what I have to say. I know God was like, okay, I've been waiting for you. Anyway, we got Gina G. She's going to be joining us with Trending Tea. Also, she's going to be bringing us, what'd she say? Who knows what's going to be coming out of her face? But I'm looking forward to hear all about it. A lot of trending news. We're going to be catching up on some of that. Also, we have Elizabeth Brooks. She's going to be bringing us 5 minutes of fitness, which I'm very excited. I miss my girl. I ain't seen her in a hot minute. She's going to be giving us 5 minutes of fitness. So it's going to be a very impact show. And so I'm very glad that you are tuning in. Right now, you can go ahead and tell a friend and let them know to tune in too. Listen, Ministerial Minute, I've been really thinking a lot about this, and it really wasn't much to think about because it's just something that's just in my spirit. Jeffrey Owens, I want to talk about him from The Cosby Show. You know, I know that it's been a lot of positive feedback about him working and things like that, a lot of support. I was told that, Lord have mercy, that he got a job opportunity. And we're going to be talking more about that, who gave him a job opportunity. But let's just say that the network is going to be on. The show is going to be on the network own. But he did get a contact, reached out from a very well-known movie director, writer, playwright. He's every actor. He's well-known. And so I'm going to wait till we get into Trending Tea with that. But I want to focus more so on the situation, what's behind the whole hype about it all, and how he's getting such a great turnaround of reaction and response is because he was working on The Cosby Show as an actor. He's done many, many other things. He's been off Broadway, on Broadway. I think he's done a lot of things in the acting world. And so he's no slouch at all in the industry. However, he had a time where in between jobs, he worked at Trader Joe's, and he was found, he was captured on iPhone. Somebody snapped a picture of him bagging groceries. And my whole thought about that is not so much this him only, but it's also so many of us that have to do what we have to do in between gigs. I think about the fact that, you know, with me doing books, I'm an author. I go out and do something's in my throat. Excuse me, you guys. I do speaking engagements. I host shows and things like that. But it's some time period when nothing is going on. I have a son. He's 13 years old. I am primarily I'm the caregiver. I am with him always. He gets his hair cut, you know, knew this, knew that. I take him to go get this, take him to his games and stuff like that. So when you have a family, or even if you just have to feed your own mouth, you're going to do what you have to do. So many of us let pride get in the way of actually doing what we have to do. We'll sit there and we'll say, well, I've accomplished all these things. Why should I be in this position? And then you sit and do nothing, or you wait for somebody to take care of it, or you look for somebody to take care of it, or you don't do anything. So many actors have, a lot of people, not just actors, have fallen into depression and, you know, taking drugs and depended on other substance to get through it. But I have to say kudos to this whole outburst of this situation, because I don't think anyone should be shamed. I think that no one should be prideful. I think that we need to get to a place as people that it's not about fame and fortune, or it's not about, you know, being popular or what anybody thinks. You have to get in a place within yourself that you're going to do what you have to do. That means sometimes you have to separate yourself from people. And a lot of us don't like to be separated. And a lot of us don't trust God with our lives. I mean, look at the setup that God did it. I don't even want to give the devil no kind of glory at all. I believe it was set up by God, just like he set up Yeshua for him to get on that cross, was pulled down off that cross, buried, and he rose again for us to have resurrection power and freedom and be redeemed with our Father. I believe that it was set up by God. And I'm so thankful, because those that are last shall be first, and those that are first shall be last, the scripture says. And we give the enemy so much, but how is the enemy involved in anything like this when the man was humble enough to do what he felt led to do, to take care of himself and his family, or whatever responsibilities that he has? I believe that God honored his efforts of obedience. He went there submissive. I don't know what his faith is. I don't know, but this is another opportunity for us to look at things differently and give God more glory and really allow God to allowed us to resonate in our lives. How much further would we really be if we did some of the things that God would have us to do? I think about the young man. Oh, God, he had a business. He was a corporate. Oh, the guy that owned Curves, the business Curves, that gym. He was in a corporate business. He was making a great income, and God told him to quit that job. I don't know what this man did in between time, but his testimony, I can't remember, but I know that he was working odd and end jobs, taking care of his family, and he was believing and trusting God. The moment happened. The time had arrived. Here comes this idea Curves. He had an investor, and then it just took off. I mean, it's things like that. If we just come out of ourselves and allow God to do it his way and not care about what society says or the folks say or, you know, the world say or whoever say, who said what, and just depend and trust in God, I bet you, I know that we will be a lot further than we would be right now trying to do it on our own. It's just take a moment for somebody to spot you. You know, people are watching, and I thank God for the person that took the picture. I thank God for Fox News putting it up there. I believe that it was all orchestrated by God. And people might say, well, how could that be? Well, God says that he will set up the wealth for the wicked that will be transferred over to us. You know, the wealth of the righteous is stored up with the wicked. Whatever the devil meant for bad, God works it out for good. But it doesn't mean that the devil orchestrated the whole thing. I believe that God is in control of all things. If we allow him to take control, have control, surrender, and submit everything to him, he can do so much more with our lives and get all of the glory. He's going to get the glory. He got the glory in this situation, but I'm not giving the devil no glory. I believe that God orchestrated this whole thing, and I'm thankful for Jeffrey Owens for being obedient to the leading of the Spirit of God. I believe he was led, he was humble, and it worked in his favor, and I'm so thankful that we can all learn from this situation. It's not just a Jeffrey Owens situation. This is something that God is asking of you right now in your life. To let something go so he can, it's like a purging, a pruning, so you can get more, you know, a setback so you could be set up, you know, a pullback so you could fling and catapult further ahead. A lot of us are so afraid of the unknown. A lot of us are such, you know, we're worriers, and we say we trust God, but we're not acting like we trust God. We say we're obedient, but we're not even looking for the next instruction. We're not even looking for the next commandment of him. What is he commanding of you? Every day is a new day, a new opportunity. But we sit on one blessing and we ride that thing until it rides out. Then we say, oh, the devil trying to do this and the devil. No, it could be that the season of that blessing is over and he wants to bless you with more. But you have to be diligent in seeking him and asking him. And a lot of us don't want to do that because you're only accountable for what you know, and what you don't know, you say, well, I didn't know. So you keep on moving. But the thing is that people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the word says. So if you don't continue to seek after him and you're not looking for the next move and you're not looking for his glory in other ways in your life, and you're not awaiting and anticipating the next stage of your process, the next level of his glory, then you are not walking in true freedom and true trust in God. So I just want to encourage you about that. It's not a Jeffrey Owens thing. It's really the body of Christ issue. And that if we humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, which is disobedience, lack of knowledge, not seeking him, control issues, mistrust, doubt, and disbelief. If we will humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways and pray, then he will hear from us. Because now we've submitted everything that we know, and we're not leaning onto our own understanding, but we're acknowledging him in everything so he can direct our path. Now he's hearing us. But when we're just praying what we think he wants him to hear, we think we want him to hear, or we praying things that what we want to do, how we want to do it, and just giving the devil this, devil that, instead of saying, I submit to you, I repent for this, Lord, have your way. He said he will hear from heaven, and he will heal our land. Our land starting within you. Heal your soul. Heal you from unrighteousness. Healing you from religion. Healing you from fear. You know, he said he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Okay? So I want you to be blessed with that today. This has been Ministerial Minute, and this is, again, not a Jeffrey Owens issue. It is the body of Christ. It's time to surrender everything and let God truly order your steps, wherever it may be. And remember, David had to go in a cave. He was called the king before he was even anointed by people, but God had anointed him king, and God had him stand in caves on several occasions. I'm sure David was probably a couple of times saying, why am I in this cave? When you said that I was a king, am I a king? I don't know. I'm just saying what I would probably be thinking. But guess what? It manifests. But he did and followed suit with what he was led and had to do in the meantime and in between time. So I hope that blessed somebody. Your position of next level awaits your obedience and your submission. All right. All right. Now we're going to take a shift right here, and we're going to go right into Cruising Foodie. He's going to be joining us right after this commercial break.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey, yo, what's up? Hey, yo, what's happening? It's the big homie, Life Jennings right here, man. And listen, you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. So whatever else you chatting about, put that chat on pause, man, and turn this chat right here up, man. Dr. Gina, Life Jennings. Yeah.
All right, Cruising Foodie, legendary radio personality. What is going on in Detroit? Has everything calmed down now?
Well, good morning, Dr. Gina.
Good morning,
Detroit. It's never been off the chain, Dr. Gina. Everything has been mild and mellow, and everyone has done what was expected of them. We didn't even have to put it out. Everybody was respectful to the Queen of Soul and celebrated her life in a court.
I mean, it was quite an event the whole week. And I told people, Foodie, I said, you know, people do support in Detroit. I'm telling you, from the smallest situation to something as, you know, as grand as the Queen of Soul herself being in Detroit and everything, just the support was amazing. So I want to start off. Okay, when exactly did the event start? Because I know that there was a concert the day before at Shane Park. Was there anything that happened Tuesday, because you were on the following week? Was there anything that went on before Thursday?
Yes, there was a gospel tribute. The C.L. Franklin Organizing Committee at New Bethel Baptist Church, there was a gospel tribute on Monday for Aretha. That kicked off the week. And, of course, you couldn't get in there. And it reminded you about those times when you're growing up, and I call them those old-time churches where you go in and you saw nothing but fans because there was no air conditioning, but no one left. And no one left, and we just had a grand time and celebration of the life of Aretha Franklin. That was her church. She never left the church, although, you know, when her father, when he passed away, his services was at the church. He was pastor of that church, and she's never left that church. So that was a fitting beginning of the week of celebration for Aretha. And then, of course, we did the Tuesday and Wednesday viewing over at the Charles Wright Museum of African American History. 2 days she lied in state there for public viewing. And on Thursday, public viewing over at New Bethel Baptist Church, her home church. And then that Thursday evening, there was a people's tribute at Shane Park, which has just been renamed, as of yesterday, official, the Aretha Franklin Amphitheater.
Wow, so, the Aretha Franklin Amphitheater. Wow.
Yes.
That's huge.
That was done yesterday by Detroit City Council, Council President Brittany Jones, and, of course, our mayor. They signed it into law. It is law, and Shane Park has been renamed to Aretha Franklin Amphitheater. So, that being said, so the tribute, People's Tribute Concert, it was really, really amazing. We had amazing performers, just to name a few, Regina Bell, Johnny Gill, Raheem Devon, Jesus Tyler Perry came, the cast of The Have and Have Nots. It was just star-studded. It was a great tribute to Aretha on that night, the People's Tribute.
How did that come about, the People's Tribute? Who got the people together? Did they call in and say, I want to do something? Who was responsible for getting that together?
Well, I think it was a combination of all of us, all of the above, as I always say, coming together, you know, and putting it together. It's not one individual. It was a combination of a lot of individuals that put it together. And, of course, you know, with Miss Franklin's sister, Earlene Franklin, and her niece, Crystal. So we put it together with the blessing, you know, of the family, you know, Sabrina's niece, Sabrina, who is the daughter of her older sister, Irma Franklin. So we just, you know, all came together. You know, the hardest part was trying to keep the family, you know, calm and say, hey, hold on, you don't have to do this, just be calm, we could put it all together. But they just wanted to have, you know, input and to be a part of it, you know, because sometimes, you know, it's a settling point, you know, hasn't quite hit you yet. So just to be still, you know, you kind of think about certain things. So, however, it just came together. People, I can't remember, Angie Stone, if you could go to mix923fm.com, I posted up a lot of clips from the People's Tribute. Also on my website on Facebook, Cruising Foodie. We posted up those clips, and it was dark at night. We lit up just lights, you know, and I tagged it as, you know, lights up to heaven. For the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. And, I mean, it was just beautiful. So everybody was just in, you know, I wouldn't say festive mood, but in the mood of just loving, you know, and giving honor and respect to our beloved Aretha Franklin and Queen of Soul. And I will say this, I just want to add this. You said something earlier, and I just thought about a point. Aretha, you know, was like us. Aretha was like Jesus told the disciples when he wanted to go down in the valley. And they were reluctant. No, you don't go down there. You don't need to go down there. It's this type of person. It's that type of person. And Jesus looked to them and told them, this is where I need to be. this is where I need to go. See, in other words, I need to walk among my people. And that's the way Aretha was. You grew up in Detroit. You know what Detroit was about. Aretha, we all grew up in the same neighborhood, basically. You would see Aretha on 7 Mile and Schaefer at Farmer's Market. You would see Aretha at a restaurant. You would see her walking through JCPenney.
Yeah.
You know? She was not, you know, what some people may think. But, you know, she was just like you and I. She walked among the people. It was never, oh, Aretha. And when you approached her, she was always friendly, always, you know, accommodating. And that's just who she was.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you. But this has just been, I think you guys laid it out. Gina G and I really want to talk about this funeral, though. Okay, so we know that we know. We want to talk about the funeral. Gina, we was talking about the funeral yesterday, wasn't we, Gina?
I'm talking about...
Well, what do you want to talk about? Because I was there at 7:02 a.m. in the morning. That's what
Did the people get to eat? Did they get to go to the restroom? Did they get to move?
That's what I want to know.
Well, you know...
Did y'all have remission? A recession, Did y'all have a recession?
Well, you know, great or great simple, it was Aretha's choice because it could accommodate a large number of people. Let's understand that first, because there was questions why at Greater Grace, not at New Bethel. Well, that was her choice, and the reason being she wanted to accommodate as many people, you know, as she possibly could. Let's understand that first. Okay?
Yes, I got that. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Greater Grace has enough facilities, you know, that accommodate you if you want to go to the restroom and do, you know, whatever. So, as far as seating folks, now, you know, the repast was private for family only, because there is no way they could have fed all of those people. So the repast was for family only, you know. Mm-hmm. But, of course, for, you know, distinguished guests and other invited guests, you know, the choirs, entertainers, some, of course. So we had what you call, you know, we had the green room. So
right.
There was no problem for us. But, again, we were kept with, you know, beverages, water, and so on and so forth. So, you know, no, they didn't eat with Dr. Gina.
So they lived. But, so they lived off of soda and water.
It's a lot of stuff that's trending. What was one of the things, Gina, you wanted to know about? Because I know we agreed with the eating. Did anybody eat?
Well, one of the things, I just wanted to know what time the gates of heaven closed.
Cause I can't hear you,
blast.
Gina. Doug, well, I can't hear you. Turn her mic up.
Can you hear me?
Well,
no.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but right, we're doing the time is the gates of heaven closed. That's what she said, I think.
Yeah, I heard a question, you know.
Okay.
You know, as I said, you know, I arrived because our time to arrive, we had to be there at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I arrived. 8 a.m., correct. So we were there longer than, you know, they say 8 hours, some reports say 7 hours. Well, I was there 10 and a half hours, maybe longer.
Ooh, you need a check.
So, so I was there, you know, longer. And, of course, though, I think when it was over after the eulogy and, you know, and the family, you know, left the sanctuary, you know, I think when I looked at my phone, it was 6:48.
Ooh, oh my goodness!
A whole work shift.
Yeah, it was 6:48, but that time you didn't realize it.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
so much was going on, and it was just—I mean, it was just filled with just love, you know, and respect, togetherness, and that you really didn't realize. You know,
mm-hmm, that it was so
the
long.
Time. It just, yeah, yeah. It didn't just, you know, if you just had to sit, you know, I know some of us that have jobs and you go to the job, and by the time you turn the corner, you get to the job, you're looking at
I'm
the watch.
I'm telling
oh,
you,
my God.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, you're ready to go. But it was just, you know, the fact that, you know, it was just so much happening. I will say those that really didn't know Aretha, they just knew of her, you know,
right.
And that was the more or less the fans, you know, that
right.
were allowed to come in. They were a bit restless, you know. So they were.
So
a bit
you
restless.
Knew you knew the who was who when they got up and left. Oh, wait.
Oh, absolutely. You knew. Absolutely. You
knew.
You really knew. Yeah, you knew. So that was understandable because, you know, again, they came to see whomever and whomever spoke, blah, blah, blah. It's almost like a
right.
concert, you know. Got three
okay.
acts on the show. We know the first act's not going to get it, so we'll be a little late. We'll just come see the band.
Right,
or,
catch the end.
You know, at the end. Or, you know, if you get there early enough and your act sings, then you're not interested in the other two. So
you can leave.
So you leave. So, you know, so if we can use that analogy, I think that would be fitting.
Well, let me ask you this. How did they get in? Like when you said that some of the fans were able, because I thought it was invite only. And did everybody get a brochure?
Well, you know, I can't speak of. I know that there were a number of programs passed out to say if everyone got a program. I can't really answer that. I do know that they were passed out. They had it very well organized.
They did.
One thing, kudos goes off to Bishop Charles Ellis and Greater Grace Temple and the Detroit Police Department, because you could not turn down that street, you know, unless you check in with the police. They'll ask you, are you, you know, family member, guest, or participant?
Mm-hmm.
You say, yes, proceed to the next checkpoint.
Wow.
For the next checkpoint, there was someone there with a big clipboard with credentials. They go down, check your name off, give you credentials, and have you proceed down to the church.
Wow.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's very well organized. Of course, there were people lined up and lined up. But earlier they had announced, you understand, that they had, you know, accommodations for 1,000 more people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... So, therefore, but it was very, very well organized. I mean, like the security staff at the church, the usher staff, I mean, they were very, very well organized.
Was the ushers over there catching gum out their mouth?
you know, Dr. Gina knows Dr. Bishop Ellis. She knows.
I do.
You know, she knows the Ellis family, just like we all grew up together. It's no nonsense. It's no nonsense, you know. So, you know, everybody's professional. I mean, how they handle everything, how they handle the audience. It was just, I give them kudos, just kudos, 100. Well, 99 and a half, because I always leave a 0.5% for error. But it was great.
Well, we want to know what everybody want to know. Was the girl's dress too small or what?
Ariana Grande, honey. Ariana Grande, the Taco Bell set.
Well, you're hearing a lot of things. You're hearing a lot of things. The media posted up a lot of things and said a lot of things.
Yes.
Let me say this. Marvin Gaye wrote a song, and I always wrestle with that song. Believe half of what you see and some of none of what you hear.
Okay.
What's going on? Believe half of what you see and some of none of what you hear. Okay? So when it comes to her, you know, my first observation was, where are you going?
That was everybody.
Listen to me on this, if we have time, you know, and it's not to say anything negative towards her.
Right.
It's just the fact that in the culture that we're in now musically, in the culture that we in now musically, you understand, what we did in the past, it's amazing to me It's amazing to me, you know, with radio and the way radio has gone, you know, things of that nature. You know, our beloved Aretha Franklin is not even on a lot of the station's playlist. I'm speaking truth.
Yeah.
The only reason everybody paid attention is because they did not realize what a treasure she was, not only to our city of Detroit, to the nation, but to the world.
To the world, yeah.
Then they realized, oh, my God, we got to do something. So all of a sudden, they go get a bunch of Aretha Franklin's records. Stop fooding. Get a Aretha Franklin records and put them on it. Then, Dr. Gina, you're Gina G, you look at it and you say, wait a minute, hold on, this is not it.
Yeah.
What are they doing? So I'm just simply saying that they realized, oh my God, you know, but we've known it for a while. I'm just simply saying the fact is, always say, my dad used to tell me, what is old, you understand, becomes new again.
Yeah.
Of course.
What is old becomes new again. We live in the now, okay? But living in the now was once considered old, okay?
Right.
So when I saw her, when I first saw them, you know, I'm thinking that they were guests of someone because I'm in the green room. I was on the platform. I'm part of clergy, so I was on the platform. And I'm saying, okay. She was about 2 feet away from me when I first observed her. Okay? She seemed to be nervous as a wreck, you know, and overwhelmed. And then I said, oh, my God, what you got on?
Yeah.
You know, I said, what
Gina
you
said,
on?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, seriously. Again, yeah. But I think that she didn't get the memo.
She didn't get the memo.
She
and they don't play her music, so they don't even know what to reference. They have no, they didn't know. Because like you're saying, the cultures are so different. I mean, in a sense, whereas if they had been putting her, Aretha Franklin on rotation, which I think she should be on Rhythm and Blues, at least on the weekends, I mean, and in the evenings, I don't know why they wouldn't.
Well, we got,
have her
I mean,
song.
When it comes to that, when it comes to that, Doc, you know, and I'll tell you what I, when it, you know, we got to stop allowing people to eliminate us. And when I say eliminate us, eliminate our history. And music, gospel, blues, jazz, R&B is a very important part of our history.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And history, you know, music calms the savage beast in every man and every woman. And it bridges the racial divide. It bridges that gap. So we got a lot of work to do. You see,
yeah.
The fact is, Aretha's gone, but you understand, we got a legacy. We could go henceforth now forevermore, and we don't even have to include the Amen in it. We can keep going and going and going. So getting back to Miss Grande.
Yeah.
So,
please.
I am looking. You know what I'm looking for? I'm going to say, where is the adult in the room?
Yeah.
There was no adult with them because everybody was right within maybe the same year or two age demographic. So they didn't know. They didn't know. So there was no adult in the room. Now, I'm going to go back to where it used to be when you come into the sanctuary. Church.
Come on now. Come on.
To do anything. I'm looking around for the mothers. Where's the mothers of the church?
Well, you know, Shirley Caesar wanted to put a prayer cloth on her because I know she quick to say, you need a prayer cloth.
Well, Pastor Shirley Caesar didn't even have to say because they were just as shocked as anybody else. Let's just say it. But I'm just saying, the mothers of the church, you see, and I heard you speak. I heard you speak your miniature minute while I was waiting. And I listened to some of the commercials. The thing is, you understand, We just have to get back to the natural order. And yeah. Our natural order, you understand, we got to get back to the natural order. You know, we can change everything around. I got upset when I see folks now coming talking about rapping for Jesus. What are you talking about rapping for Jesus? You don't have to rap for Jesus. You understand? Just saying and praising you, you don't have to rap for Jesus. You understand? So I'm sitting, you know, when we go to church, the mothers would have headed her off. Come here, child. Come go with me. They'd have took her back into the choir room and found a black robe and say, here, put this robe on.
Exactly.
You can't go out there like that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by, you know, some things we compromise, certain things we should not compromise.
Absolutely.
So, and I'm sitting there watching because in the little clip, and I taped it, I got a little clip and how she went out there. She didn't even know where to go. She didn't even know where to stand. You know, she was just that nervous and fidgety. And naturally, when you walk out there and you're seeing all of these dignitaries and clergy, all of these people out there, sure, she's performed against large crowds.
But not that crowd.
Against large crowds, but not that crowd. Mm-hmm. And there was no adult in the room to educate her. This is what you should expect. So maybe this is what we can do, you know. Mm-hmm. But she went out because it was request of Victory, Franklin and Jordan, Aretha's grandkids, that they wanted her there based upon the, you know, her singing their grandmother's song. And that's how they reached out to her. So basically that's it, you know, and she was there. So I know you
had
another
honor.
Question.
I'm sure it was an honor for her.
Well, no, it was an honor. And let me just say this. After her performance, I mean, she co-mingled. I posted up a picture. I said, wow. I said, what do y'all think about this? Because where Farrakhan, when she was shaking his head and he was talking to her, I said, now, whoa, this is going to be controversial too.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
So the whole point, but you know, they took this wonderful, wonderful
moment.
Service
mm-hmm.
and tried to damage it.
They tried to nitpick it. They did. They talked about Bishop Ellis touching Miss Grande's side of her boob. They talked about the short dress.
Yeah,
they talked about the political points that were just overkill. They talked about the Reverend's sermon. But ultimately, Foodie, what I felt when I watched it along with a lot of people, it was the best example of black unity and love to me.
Yeah.
I'm talking about towards the end, because we can go on and on. I think about the end when they were carrying her casket and Jennifer Holliday was singing. I mean, it was just such a moment for me. Happy to be black and so happy to be, you know, just chocolate and caramel, and I call myself Caribbean bronze. I mean, I just so glad to have a speck of color.
I'm just saying, you know, you're right. But I mean, even going back to that mishap, what you said with Miss Grande and Bishop, I told Bishop I said, because you know he called me Doc, I called him, and he said Doc, you know, and I said I would have let her fall.
What was she going to pass out?
She tripped. See, everybody didn't see.
They didn't get to see that. She tripped and he was holding her up.
Yeah, she tripped and he grabbed her, holding her up. And that's where you got the style of look. And then you got the cameras and you got
the
cameras
the devil
on the
just
people taking pictures. You see what I'm saying? Now,
yeah, that makes sense.
See, it was awkward, you know, how he had to grab her because she had on them 3-inch heels and he grabbed her. Now, if you look, see, I'm telling you something because I want you to look.
Right.
You know, if you look to see, okay, he was holding her. You might have realized, you know, I'm talking, he's 6 foot. She four something. What else you going to grab hold to her? They're trying to
I get
her
it.
Up. Come on. It's an awkward situation. Now, her arm was around his waist. She's four something. He's 6 foot. So where was her arm around? The top of his buttocks.
Right.
So, listen, you know, so I'm just simply saying, you know, she tripped. So I said, what would they have said if he just let her fall?
it would have been bad, but you said it. Right. You should probably send a letter for because then he had to follow up with an apology and all of that.
Yeah, then he had to go out because they crucified him. Because anytime you could know, you can manipulate angles, manipulate with the technology in the hand, and they had his hand going back and forth, you know. See, and then you go, then the mind. Our people's mind get busy. All he meant to do it because she was this and she was looking like that. All he wanted to do it. Give me a break. He should have let her fall.
Yeah.
He should have let her fall.
It would have been better for everybody, honestly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because
it would have been better for the service. It would have been. It just would have kept it the way it was because they just went in on that and the reverend. Let's go over to the reverend real quick about his sermon.
Okay.
Was there much talk about that after the funeral since then? How does Detroit feel about that representation there?
Well, again, Dr. Gina, let me say this to you. If you grew up in the church, if you grew up in a Baptist church, if you grew up, then you would have understood his message. If you were not, you know, a frequent church goer to go to church and listen to sermons and try to interpret sermons or see where a comparison of those sermons go. And those times, Reverend Jasper, Reverend Franklin, they always picked out situations and a struggle. The title of this eulogy was Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Emphasis on Soul. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The struggle, the obstacles with her father. See, everybody missed this point. Here's a man, he had four children. Trying to take care of four children on his own. You know, the journeys. He didn't take anything away from Aretha because I got to tell you, everybody that stood up there preached the eulogy, especially Reverend Parsons out of Chicago. Aretha preached her eulogy. She didn't need anybody to preach her eulogy. It's how she lived.
Right.
It's what she
right.
did. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, she passed all of God's qualifications. So, the heck with what man thinks.
Right.
Or what a man would stand up. That's why Reverend Jasper simply said, you know, you didn't like what I said. You know, I said it. I felt at the time what I said is right. Now, if you disagree with it, he said, I don't have a problem with it.
Well,
I don't have a problem with it.
I said what I had to say.
So when you see, and that was Aretha. That was her choice.
Right.
So when you go and you see a pastor, my dad used to say all the time, we go to church, we listen to the sermon, he come out, and our pastor, as a matter of fact, our pastor and Reverend C.L. Franklin was, if you might say, the clergy bosom buddies in Detroit, okay? He would always say, COVID didn't do nothing for me today. And I used to ask him, Dad, what are you talking about? He said, if you feeling some kind of discomfort or distressed or, you know, depressed, and you go into a sermon, and you listen to that sermon, he said, there's something in that sermon that should give you something positive or give you something to pause and think about.
Something.
Absolutely. Right. Something.
Yeah.
So
you eat the meat and throw away the bone. That's all. That's the saying.
Yeah. So
chew the meat.
I'm just simply saying, you understand, for those that really understand the word of God, and of course they come to prophets, they come to ministers, they come to pastors, bishops, elders, whatever, you understand, to interpret that word. And sometimes we miss that interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We miss that interpretation. I'm standing before you. I'm man. I'm faulted. I'm not perfect. I'm messed up too. That's the point. But, you know, after all of my mistakes, someone asked me, when the news media asked me about Aretha, I said there was many obstacles in her way. But by me knowing Aretha, she did one of two things. She either went over it or around it. Either over it or around it.
Yeah.
But she wasn't going to let it stop her mission or what she had to do.
Well, now she's buried, and we celebrated. I'm talking about pink Cadillacs, organization, high profile folks came from all over. It was just an amazing event, and it made me so excited, like I said, to be have some color to me and be a part of my Black culture. I just really loved it. I'm glad we can get it on demand. Some people, I think we can get it on demand. I'm not sure. But if they don't, tell Charles he need to have it on the Word Network on demand now
It is on the Word Network. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's on the Word Network. And then, like I said, you know, where you can. It was just wonderful, you know. And, you know, instead of people, you know, you're listening to comments and people telling you bits and pieces, you know. Seek it yourself. Look at it yourself. Make your own self-determination. You know, it was a wonderful event. And think and just say from when she came to where she arrived.
Amazing.
Okay? Foodie, truly amazing.
Where can people, thank you so much for coming on, Foodie, to tell us all about the events. But I got to have people know you do a hosting show. And Jeffrey Osborne was my first experience. I want people to know how to follow you, where to, you know, go to your events and things like that. Are you still hosting those shows? When I went to see Jeffrey Osborne. What's the name of that place, and what's the next event coming up, and where can they follow you and listen to you?
I think Jeffrey was at Aniamo. Wasn't that where you came?
It was an Italian place, yeah.
Aniamo Celebrity Showroom. And, of course, though, they can follow me, Cruising Foodie, on Facebook. Also, you can follow me at mix923fm.com. You know, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And it's all Cruising Foodie, okay? So you can follow me that way. And I love the way you say legendary. I love that. Now when you're in the business, when you're in the business 5 years, you're a legend. So I don't know what that makes me. They say, I've been doing it 5 years. I'm a legend. I say, oh, really? You know what I'm saying? But the key to it all, Dr. Jenner, just like you see what I'm saying? Everybody has to start somewhere. Some folks start, you know, as they're older, okay?
Yeah.
They're older, and, you know, when you start, you know, you may be older than those that come after you. So, therefore, you know, age ain't nothing but a number. It's how you look and it's how you feel.
Well, I know one thing. You are well connected with a lot of legends, and so that makes me, because you circulate yourself and surround yourself with legends, you are a legend too. That's how I feel. You come become what you surround yourself, and that's how I'm going. That's all I got to say about that. I can go on. Eddie LaVert, Aretha Franklin, these are Warwicks. These are legends. I mean, the Manhattans and all of them. I mean, you surround yourself with these people. You know them, so that makes you a legend in my sight. Legendary Cruising Foodie from
Thank
FM
you,
92.3 FM Detroit, my hometown.
iHeart Radio.
That's right, iHeart Media Radio. Love iHeart. You know, I'm looking for a job, you guys. Hint, hint. Anybody listening?
They're listening.
Yes, but they're listening. Foodie, yeah. I appreciate you so much for coming on and giving us the 411 on everything. You're always welcome. If there's anything you want to share, going outside of state or something, the surrounding areas or whoever want to fly in, because these events that Foodie actually hosts are amazing. I had such an it's intimate. It's an intimate setting. Jeffrey Osborne, that show that I saw was so amazing. I've never even seen Jeffrey Osborne perform, but he put himself out there on that particular day. So, yes, indeed. Follow him, you can know about all the events.
One last thing. Stay Christ-like and walk among your people like he did.
That's right. All right, Cruising Foodie. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next
time,
thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great one, both of you. Bye-bye.
You too. All right, we're going to transition really quick. Oh, my goodness, that was so good. Right, Gina?
Oh, man, thank you for clarifying up that boob grab. That's all I'm saying. Okay,
so if you've ever seen me in action on stage, everyone always tells me they love my blouses. Then you need to know where to get those blouses and outfits from. I can tell you they are from the Chic Shack, 1230 8th Street at in Northeast DC. You can find them online at thechicshack.com, or you can go on Instagram at the Chic Shack, and on Facebook it's also the Chic Shack. Go ahead and check them out. Owner Domencia, she's also a personal stylist. She can help you with all of your fashion tips, all of your fashion needs. Go check out the Chic Shack today, again at 1230 H as in Harry Street, Northeast Washington, D.C., thechicshack.com. All right, we're going to go right into Elizabeth Brooks. Elizabeth, thank you so much. She's sitting up there. She's dealing with her daughter, putting her in college and all. What's going on, Elizabeth Brooks, with the 5 minutes of fitness?
How's it going? Hey, Gina. Hey, Gina.
Hey.
And I am having a great time taking my daughter down to Savannah for school. And it made me think about, that this is September. And everybody's going back to school. We're into fall season. And so I wanted to talk about some fitness tips related around that.
Okay.
Listen, I know that when we're having our summer break and all these parents out there and everybody's on vacation and we're traveling around and we're doing all kinds of things and people's schedules fall off during the summer, and the fall is the best time to get back on your fitness program. So I wanted to give some fitness tips. You know that's right. I wanted to give some fitness tips for after the summer schedule is over. I want everybody to get back on track. That's what this is about. And so one of the things that I know happens, I know from moms and dads who start taking the children back to school is, if you have a busy schedule, how important it is for you to exercise. At first you think, okay, I'm taking time out of my day to exercise, so I can probably be getting a whole lot of other things done. But what happens when you take care of and take care of your body and you're a good steward over the body God has given you through exercise, it actually gives you more energy. What happens is you're more efficient with the things that you're doing and that you have to do every day. So I really want to encourage everybody, get back onto those fitness programs. One of the best ways to do that, hey, is to get up about 30 minutes early than you already are and get that exercise program. And I know a lot of people want to scrunch their face up about getting up early because they're like, okay, I'm getting up early, I'm not getting enough sleep as it is. First of all, you need to start, if you get up 30 minutes early, guess what you have to do? You have to go to bed 30 minutes early. And I think it's something that's happening to, I don't know if this is cultural for us, if this is an American thing, but we're going to bed later and later and later. And listen, everybody, you still need those 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Your body needs that for recovery and rejuvenation. And a great way to get back into the fall is to recommit to getting that sleep. So if you are going to recommit to getting that extra sleep, then that means you have to go to bed earlier, everybody. 10 o'clock is pretty good, okay? And if you have to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning to do your workout, it will really benefit you, all right? That means going to bed a little bit earlier. So I just wanted to put that out there. And another tip that I want to give people is if you really don't have time to get to a gym, you don't have the resources to pay for a gym membership, use your home as your gym. And a lot of times, our home can be the best place to work out if we can discipline ourselves to use DVDs, to build our own in-home gym, you know, get your weight, get your ball, you know, and just have a few things there so that you can jump in at any time during the day and get in a good workout. And making those 30-minute workouts can be extremely efficient. I have a really, really crazy busy day. Sometimes my own personal workout, not when I'm training other people, not when I'm teaching another class, my own personal workouts only run 30 to 45 minutes. So you don't need a lot of time. You might also consider, folks, is investing in some in-home gear like
a treadmill, an elliptical, a Peloton. Pelotons are really popular right now, and I'm not pushing Peloton in particular, but it's an interactive, cardiovascular, non-impact bike system. And that can be something that you get up in the morning and do. It can really motivate you to get your workouts in a minimum of 3 to 4 times a week. Remember to another thing I'd like for people to consider is consider those noontime workouts. If you get into work early, take a little extra time. See if it works out in your schedule for you to work out at lunchtime. You might have 30 extra minutes, especially if you're already taking 75 minutes or so for lunch. You know, get in a 30-minute walk. Get in, you know, go to a yoga class. Go down to the gym that's in the building that you work in. Now, so many government agencies and so many organizations have gyms in the building to accommodate their employees because employers know that sitters and employees make you know are more efficient and are more productive at work. So consider a lunchtime workout, particularly if you have a gym in your building. And you have showers and that kind of thing. Lunchtime workouts are a great way to boost your metabolic rate and keep those workouts, you know, on the high end. And remember also, even if you're working out 3 to 4 times a week, you know, those are our minimum numbers, so 3 to 4 times a week. You can't just work out and expect to maintain a good fitness and wellness lifestyle. You have to move regularly all day long. So I can't encourage you all enough to take the stairs, take the escalator stairs, but don't just ride up the right. You know, walk up those stairs both. Get those little extra movement patterns in all day. If you find yourself sitting for more than an hour a day, get up. You know, do some jumping jacks. Sit back down. Get back to work. Do some squats over top of your chair. Keep it moving, people, because it's not enough just for us go work out for 30 minutes, 45 minutes a day in one time spot and then sit all day. So a sedentary lifestyle is not something that our bodies are designed to do. And remember, if you ever miss a workout during the weekday, remember you can always squeeze in those weekend workouts. Now, it's not really a good idea to just become a weekend warrior, people. You can't be completely sedentary, running around, you know, taking the children everywhere, doing all this other stuff during the weekday, and leave your workouts for the weekend. Only 2 days on the weekend, okay? You can't wear yourself out on the weekend. And you don't want to, you know, incur an injury because you're not maintaining general fitness on a regular basis. So, but the weekends are a great time to pick up that extra workout. If you're only able to get 2, you can do a good 1 hour makeup session on the weekend. Leave the weekend for that time so that you can get a workout. And most of our schedules are a little bit more flexible on the weekend. But it's all about planning. You know, workouts do not just pop up and occur in your life. You must plan to work out regularly. Think about your schedule. If you have children, think about their schedule. It's great if you can build in those extra workouts with your own, with your whole family. You know, you could do hikes on the weekend and walking and that kind of thing. So be mindful of that. And above everything, with all this great working out and the new fall season coming in, don't forget to plan your meals, people. You cannot exercise and not focus on your diet. Some of this stuff may seem very basic, but this stuff is these are things that we want to continue to reiterate all the time. Planning your meals is one of the most effective things you can do to keep your to keep your body weight down, to stay fit, and preparing your meals, go to the grocery store, get your food, you know, your fresh fruits and vegetables so that you can prepare your food and just be a little bit more prepared and organized for the weekday. So those are my September school day tips for keeping us fit and active as we start, getting back into the fall and getting back into our fall schedule.
Well, all right. I love it. And, you know, again, I want to elaborate on the diet. Try to eat live food as much as possible. You know, that's the great start, you know, to try to eat more salads. If you don't know what, start with salads. Get your favorite spinach, your favorite lettuce, whatever kind it is. Get all the veggies you like. Try to just, you know, do like maybe a fast on live food. And a lot of people don't know what all of that entails. But just a salad. Try to get you some, you know, protein mixed in that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a meat. It could be a bean. It could be a red bean. It could be a black bean. You can eat them cold with your salad. You can do avocado. It's a lot of things. Get creative with that. Also, I wanted to add to what you said, Elizabeth, is getting the building a small gym in your house. Some of you use the, I'm going to go to the store tomorrow. Oh, it's not near. I work so much. You can start off with your own body. Weight. You got enough weight on you, no matter how big or small, to actually utilize for yourself. You can start off with planks. You can do crunches. You can do different variations of crunches, bicycles, half crunches, V crunches. You can do all kind. You can do Spider-Man. You can do spider crawls or whatever those are called. But there's so many, because there's different names for it, Elizabeth. They call it something in Detroit and we call it something else here. But you can do of that. You can do burpees. You can do jumping jacks. It's a lot of things you can do to actually get started with your own body weight. And I'm telling you, once you get motivated within yourself to do that, you will be motivated to keep adding on different things to keep it entertaining. What else, and keep you motivated? What else, Elizabeth? How can they get in touch with you? How can they get you, book you? How can they find you?
Listen, you all, I love you all so much. And if you need to get in contact with me, remember you can always email me at ebrooke@thinkingcorrectly.com, or you can go to my website at www.thinkingcorrectly.com. And keep it moving, people. Let's get back on schedule.
Let's get back to it. All right, Elizabeth, always, we love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next month, we can't wait. All right, love you. Be
all
safe
right,
out on
Gina,
that road.
So
I love
much.
Savannah, Georgia.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, now. Okay, now, Gina, this was an amazing show. Before we close out, what's she saying today, girl?
Well, what she's saying is, what I'm going to say is, let the old, now this is in no reference to Aretha Franklin, but we're going to let the old lay dead and die. Do you know, I saw an interview with Monica Lewinsky. She was in Jerusalem, and the reporter asked her about Bill Clinton. Now, if y'all don't know, y'all know this years ago, okay, with all the Monica Lewinsky and the Bill Clinton. And Monica Lewinsky jumped up and walked away. Y'all Uh-oh. Need to let this old business die. It don't need to be an 8-hour funeral like Aretha. Y'all need to let it go. If something is holding you back, or something, if someone is still on your mind and you're trying to get forgiven, you forgive them in your own rights and you move on. This lady has brought up memories, feelings, thoughts, and everything that Monica Lewinsky has probably tried to forget in the past 12 years. Up for her own no good. So my message, you know, what she say? Yeah, I said it. Let the old dog lie dead. Stop trying to bring up old stuff, people. I hate when people feel mad from somebody that did something to them 30 years ago, 20 years ago. Y'all need to let it burn, as Usher would say. Let it ride. Let it ride.
Forgive and let it go.
Forgive and let it go. They didn't brought this up. And Gina, she looked like she was just so, I mean, because she was so excited about her topic. She's in Jerusalem. She's trying to do something good. And then, boom, here you go bringing up Bill Clinton. You know, well, did you ever get an apology? Well, we know that Bill apologized publicly. But did he ever apologize personally to you? And Monica was like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to do this interview. And walked off like a lady. Let that lady's past go. Some of y'all done did some stuff today. And it's only 12 o'clock.
This morning.
This morning that you need to be sorry for. So y'all, I said it. Let the dog lie and forgive and forget. Can we please? Dr. Gina, please.
Well, this was a good one. I really appreciate that. I agree with you 100% about that. I really do. Well, this has been a great show.
This is a great show.
Power to, Power to the people. Keep representing Nike, you guys. My favorite.
Yes.
Them and Under Armour is my favorite sports line. But I love me some Nike outlet. And I, me and my son wears Nike. And we're going to keep
all
on wearing
time.
Nike. And we're going to wear even more now because people burning up shoes and whatnot. We're going to represent even the more. Thank you very much.
When you can give it to the veterans, you can give it to the homeless, you can give it to shelters. There's a whole hundreds of veterans that you so-called supporting that need shoes and clothes. So before you burn it, why don't you go down on your skid row and see if anybody could use it? Y'all silly Sam.
I tell you. Well, this was amazing. We touched on as much as we could. I'm glad we got some clarification about the funeral and Grande's dress and the boob and the bishop and all of that. I thank God that he brought clarity to that. I can't wait to spread that truth around.
Me too.
Because
me
I can actually see that happening. And I mean, I know Bishop, and I know that his intentions is not to be some, you know, doing all of that. Who got time to think about all of that anyway?
And that's why he didn't let her fall. He's a good man.
Yeah, he's a good man, you know, so he just took it, you know, and that's a good man right there. So listen, where can everybody follow you and get in touch with you?
Of course, y'all know y'all can follow me. Just don't follow me to my car. But you can follow me on social media at Gina G Too Funny on Instagram, and it's Gina G T O O Funny on Facebook and Snapchat. I'm trying.
Well, I'm on all of that, but I'm gonna tell you which one you can find me on. You can follow me on Dr. Gina R. Prince on Facebook, and you can go and just follow us also on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am on Instagram at Gina R. Prince. I'm on Twitter at Gina R. Prince. I'm on Snapchat, but not really. I have an account. I ain't been on there since Instagram took over all of the stuff. So the filters are everywhere. I don't need to go on Snapchat. Sorry, Snapchat. But anyway, I'm everywhere that you can find. Go and get Born into Sin, Transform to Destiny, The Keys Against the Enemy, and Health and Soul Fitness DVD. All you can do is go and order them anywhere and everywhere books are sold. You can go on myhealthandsoul.com and get your e-copy, your digital copy of the Fitness DVD, Health and Soul. And all the books are also in hard copy and e-books. And that's it. This was a great show. Well, Gina G, I don't know what happened. Anyway. listen, I guess she had to go. But listen, I'm so glad you guys tuned in today. This has been an amazing show. Thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You guys have made it over 500,000 listeners and climbing. I don't know, Doug's got to give me some more update on the numbers, but you guys are helping make this internet show number one, and we can't thank you enough. Until next time, we love you. Live healthy, live whole.